Back now with Day to Day. It is Thursday, time for What's the New What? That's our weekly commentary series from Youth Radio.
These are stories about what's new in the arts and politics and culture.
This week, Evelyn Martinez reports on a new trend in some Los Angeles neighborhoods.
What's the new what? Check this out. I say that Thai is a new Latin flavor.
We gonna have some Thai food today. They have like a siete males, seafood soup. And we have arroz frito con camarón.
Yup, you heard right. Camarón is a Spanish word for shrimp. That's Suriani Pimpian, co-owner of Kun Dom Thai Restaurant in Hollywood, where she says at least 70% of her customers are Latino, and that's why she translates her whole menu into Spanish. It turns out that Thai restaurants all over Los Angeles are making adjustments for the growing number of Latino clientele. Here at Lured Broad Thai Restaurant in Koreatown, they have a huge neon sign that reads in Spanish, Sopa de Siete Mares. According to a waitress, 90% of their customers are Spanish-speaking Latinos. Marta Jimenez is one of them.
Me gusta por la manera de cocinar y el sabor que tiene.
Marta Jimenez loves this restaurant. Why? Because she likes that it serves dishes similar to the ones she cooks at home. So, why are Thai food restaurants all the rage among Latinos in Los Angeles? Suriani Pimpian says there are tons of parallels between Thai food and dishes from different Latino cuisines, including Mexican, Peruvian, and Colombian. Even the spicy, sour, and sweet flavor profiles are similar. My aunt started cooking Thai at home, and she didn't even need to buy new spices. But Pimpian says the similarity goes beyond the food.
I always think about, like, I went to Latino, they always say, su casa, mi casa. It means, like, your house, my house, right?
She tells me there's actually a similar saying in Thailand. I totally get what she means, that Thais and Latinos are teaching each other a lot about language and culture, like Pimpian learning her menu in Spanish. Mark Padungpat is studying the role of food in LA's Thai community at the University of Southern California. He tells me this cross-culture exchange in restaurants could be a sign of even bigger alliances.
The restaurants themselves are political spaces. Again, just by her, you know, learning Spanish, that's already a political commitment, right? As much as it can be like a marketing commitment for her, it's still a very strong statement that she's making.
Mark says these kinds of exchanges are how multicultural communities evolve, and I'm all for it, especially if that evolution means more sweet and spicy lunches like this one. And as long as it tastes good, why not let Thai be the new Latin flavor?
Youth Radio's Evelyn Martinez with this week's What's the New What?
And if you have missed past What's, you can find them at npr.org/what.